This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasang with the news headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says no citizens will have to suffer from the basic needs of hand-to-mouth within a few years. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says MCC will be endorsed after amendments. Health Minister says government preparing to bring new act restricting government-employed doctors for opening clinics within shortened peripheries of the government hospitals, and South Korea says the number of new coronavirus cases in the country doubled in one day. Now the news in detail. A book penned by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, The Vision to Action, was unveiled yesterday. Poet laureate Madhav Prasad Khimeri and centenarian veteran Satya Mohan Joshi unveiled the book at the Prime Minister's official residence yesterday, marking the eve of 69th birthday of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Oli said Nepal had already been ushered to the campaign of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali, and within a few years no one would have to suffer from the basic needs of hand to mouth. The Prime Minister further said within 2 years the country got rid from beggars and homeless on the street. Highlighting on the book, the writer and Prime Minister Oli said the book had forwarded the dream of the incumbent government for the prosperity of the nation, ending any form of poverty. He also said the incumbent government had the responsibility of turning the export-based economy by enhancing production and productivity in the country. Commenting on the book, critics Dr. Shambhuram Simkhada and Dr. Bindu Lohani said the book presented a clear map for the prosperity of the country via good governance and rule of law. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said no one in the party is privileged to make mistakes. Speaking at a press meet organized by the press organization Nawalpur chapter yesterday, Chairman made it clear that no wrongdoer in the party would be given excuses and protection, saying the Prime Minister took immediate initiation for the resignation of the then Minister for Communications and Information Technology following his alleged involvement in commission game. Chairman Dahal said the matter would be resolved as the responsible body was ready to take action. Chairman Dahal further said a task force formed to study about the Millennium Challenge Corporation just submitted its report to party's two chairs and they were in the phase of its study. Chairman of the Nepal Communist Party Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the Millennium Challenge Corporation, to be funded by the US government, would be endorsed after some amendments. He reiterated that it would be passed by the parliament with some amendments. Chairman Dahal further shared that he had even talked to the US government about it. Meantime, he admitted that although the government had done some good works, the bad works had shadowed the good ones. Chairman Dahal made it clear that there was no internal dispute in the party. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has drawn the government's attention towards the agitation led by Madi denizens in Chitwan with their hunger strike. Issuing a press statement yesterday, Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishop Prakash Sharma has also urged the government to address the demand put forth by the people in Madi. The people in Madi areas have led an agitation saying the amended of the National Park and Wildlife Conservation Act has not addressed their problems. Health and Population Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal has said that the government has been mulling over bringing a new act restricting the government-employed doctors for opening clinics within certain peripheries of the government hospitals. Addressing the closing event of the Birat Agriculture and Industrial Expo in Biratnagar yesterday, Minister Dhakal said the provisions were made to ensure the government doctors' presence in the hospital during the office hours. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has said the shortage of teachers at community schools will be resolved by mid-April this year, addressing a program organized to mark the 41st anniversary of Janabika Secondary School. The education minister said there was shortfall of 39,000 teachers as many community schools had been established and this deficit would be addressed by mid-April. On the occasion, he shared the number of teacher posts would be initiated by the local level. The coronavirus epidemic in China has delayed the handover of historic Darbar High School. With the completion of the school building, the Chinese government team was scheduled to visit Nepal for inspection, but the team could not come in time owing to the disease outbreak. The reconstruction of the school building was over in the third week of January. Construction manager Rajendra Casey said handover of the school building was planned within 19 months of the beginning of the construction. The Nepal Army personnel from Samarjit Company have defused the bomb kept near Radio Bazura of Badi Malika Municipality 9 in Bazura District. An anonymous gang lit the press cooker bomb in a black bag near the station to panic the public. District Police Office informed it was defused by the Nepal Army yesterday morning. Office Chief DSP Tonka Prasad Bhattrai added that the house wall in the neighborhood was cracked due to the blast. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओ वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम Rastrako Sanchar.
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the update. A state-level security seminar Baghmati State organized by the Ministry of Home Affairs has begun in Hetora. Chief of Makwanpur District Police Office Narayan Prasad Bhatta said security situation in all 13 districts, citizenship and passport distribution issues, crime control measures and Nepal-China border issues were the agenda of the seminar. Secretary at the Home Ministry Maheshwar Neobani, Chiefs of Nepal Police, Armed Police Force, National Investigation Department and Nepal Army senior security officials were present in the program. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa is scheduled to address the seminar today. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. South Korea says the number of new coronavirus cases in the country has more than doubled in one day. Officials said on Saturday that 229 new cases had been confirmed since Friday, raising the total to 433. In a televised address, Prime Minister of South Korea Chung Shi-kyun described situation as grave. Authorities said many of the new cases are linked to a hospital and to a religious group near the southeastern city of Daegu. Two patients in South Korea have died so far and there are fears the number will rise. Meanwhile, a sixth death from the coronavirus has been reported in Iran as authorities in more than a dozen affected provinces ordered the closure of schools, universities and cultural centers in a bid to contain the outbreak. Iranians have voted in elections in an exercise widely expected to result in a more hardline parliament loyal to the country's supreme leader. It is the first such poll since the US renewed sanctions over Iran's nuclear program battering its economy. Thousands of moderate would-be candidates were barred from running for not meeting strict election criteria. Observers say authorities were hoping for a high voter turnout as a sign of support for the regime. More than 7,000 candidates were vying for 290 seats in the parliament, known as Majlis. It is the part of Iran's mixed system of democratic and theocratic governance, under which the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has the final say in most of the important matters. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions towards late afternoon. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the lines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says no citizens will have to suffer from the basic needs of hand to mouth within a few years. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says MCC will be endorsed after amendments. Health Minister says government preparing to bring new act restricting government-employed doctors for opening clinics within shortened peripheries of the government hospitals. And South Korea says the number of new coronavirus cases in the country doubled in one day. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.